Yourself, eh?
Listen, they're a special group. I've said it all year long, you know, and every time, you know, they've come back for games, they've come back for right through it, and there's special chapters that you could look in games that you could look back on. And today I thought it was a game, particularly in the first half, I thought it was a game that we controlled. I thought we could have made seems as if I'm repeating myself from last week here, but made better choices just in that final third. And that was the only thing that we had to take care of. Second half, you know, just didn't start in terms of the way that we'd started and finished the first half. And we were sloppy. And probably within that 5-10 minutes, you find us. And the dynamics of the game change, you know, they then sort of sit back a wee bit more and make it a wee bit, life a wee bit more difficult and challenging. And they kept us working, they kept myself and my staff, you know, and in terms of you've got a wee game of chess going there and trying to get the right pawns and the right people in place there. So, as I said there, it's, you know, if you've got any ambition and you want to try and be ready to pounce on any mistakes that Peterhead make, you know, you've got to be brave and you've got to be bold and go out and try and win every single game. And that is, you know, no doubt to any substitution, as you mentioned there. That's just down to a special group of players that apply themselves properly and bring the best out of one another every single week.
As you close the gap to 4 points, Peterhead, so, I mean, you're still in there fine.
I mean, well, there's, you know, every week there's twists and turns, and that's what makes it a fantastic league. Edinburgh City, you know, in terms of being a relatively young club, is this our second or third season?
This is our third.
You know, and to put a challenge in the way that they've done this season speaks volumes of, you know, what they've achieved this season and their ambition as a club. And as I said there, you know, it closes that gap on Peterhead. But, you know, we've got very, very challenging games. And that's what I mean about this league. Every game is meaningful. You know, even the ones that are coming up. We've had the two top ones back to back there. We're now going to the next again ones, and they're fighting for something. So I think it's great in terms that there's not really any non-meaningful games left, you know, so it's exciting that. And you can see the fans, they get a wee bit excited every now and again. But once again, it's fantastic and great memories that you can. There's many games this season where you could have maybe looked back and seen games maybe end in frustration, disappointment. But there you go, you turn another one in, and it's fantastic celebrations and great memories again. But the only thing I would say to the fans is, you know, to be a wee bit careful, because we want the fans with us. We don't want the club getting into trouble or financial gain troubles, etc., with the celebrations. And
just exuberance.
No, that's all it is. It's just emotions, and that's what's fantastic about this beautiful game. So it is, and we've been on a great journey together, the fans, the players and the club. So, you know, long may that continue, and hopefully for now, between, you know, the last game and May, that, you know, there's another couple of twists and turns. But as I say, it's another pleasant day.
How hopeful, Dan, are you? It's the appeal on Monday, obviously, the points. You know, you, by Monday, if positive outcome, you could be sitting top, joint top with Peter. Are you positive of any?
Do you believe in fairies? No, I think you've always got to have hope, you know, and you know, the directors, etc. Were there yesterday, put up the appeal and put up a good case, and you know, and that's all you want. You know, you want a little bit there that, in terms of, just be pragmatic, you know, and let's see where it changes. And as long as you've went there and you've put a good case forward, where you've got a panel there that are having to think, a certain guest, or maybe a couple of things that you've putting them in the, not in the back foot as such, but just making them work. And as long as they're deliberating over it, you know, it certainly gives you that wee bit of hope. But I think as a whole, you know, we've held our hand up. We know that it was an honest mistake that was made there, but to be penalised as harshly as we have, and I mean, that's been the hardest bit to take. But, you know, look at this, that the, from that, in terms of where that's went this season, since the points deduction, you know, this group of players have just got even stronger. And as I said that to them in there, they're a special group. They're a special group. You know, that's not just once or twice this season where they've come back and taken games by the scruff. Not by the scruff of the net, I thought we were always in control, but they come back and they're just special. Good. And even the bench, you know, I've seen that to them in there. They're there, they're kicking every single ball with them, you know, they're heading everything. So they are. And that is, every now and then, football and all my times, you know, as a player, as a coach, as a manager, you don't come across dressing rooms like that too often, neither you do. So I'm delighted that it's such a young one as well.
This Norwegian lad looks a good find.
Yeah, he is. He's had a wee bit of a tough start as Christoph, just in terms of it's been a wee bit of stop-start for him. But we've got to remember, he's only a kid at 20 years of age, and a player that, you know, we've already got tied up for next season. So he's a delight to work with at training. So he is. He's an enigma for the goalkeepers, because the goalkeeper's the only one. Thanks, son. The goalkeeper is the goalkeeper speak about him saying he's the only one that the canny father now, you know, they know the strengths and where people are going to put, but he says he's got that much abundant, and he has it. And we've had wee flashes of it, so we have, or the fans have had wee flashes of that, but we see it on a Tuesday and a Thursday, and he's got a lot to offer, and it's up to us to make sure we keep encouraging him, keep bringing him along, you know, and making sure that come next season, that when he's been bedded down and gained that bit of experience, that we get a lot more out of him, you know, on a consistent basis. And that's what happens with young kids. You know, they'll got peaks and troughs. We went through that with McStay, Lamont, Grant, you know, but these boys are now finding consistent levels.